Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Aphids and Others by Helen Thorington. Thank you for listening.
Aphids and Others. Well, we'll get them straightened out here in a minute. Aphids are those tiny green pear-shaped insects that you sometimes see all over the leaves or stems of plants or other vegetation. They have these beaks they insert, and they use them like straws to suck up the plant's juices. No, it doesn't help the plant any, which is why so many gardeners put their finger and thumb quickly around the stems of their afflicted plants and squish all those tiny, soft-bodied, pear-shaped little green suckers. Thousands in one squish. It's a kind of sticky, sweet revenge. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's an aphid now. You know what I think? Well, it beats me. But I'd say it's laughing. Now, what in the world has an aphid to laugh about? You're not going to believe this, but she's reproducing. She's reproducing. Not a male in sight, and she's reproducing. Oh my God, she's done it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Okay. So fecundity's part of the whole thing, and fecundity and... Wait a minute. Wait a minute, that's not an aphid. That's not an aphid, that's an octopus. No, it's not an octopus. It's... You know what an octopus is. Any of numerous carnivorous nocturnal marine mollusks. That's what the book says. With a rounded sack-like body, 8 tentacles, a huge head, and... Oh my God, it's a tentacle, an octopus arm, and it's swimming around all by itself. I wish I could tell you it's laughing, but the truth is, it's as dead set on doing its thing as any arm I've ever seen. You know, an octopus doesn't have a penis, and I think that's what this is all about. I think because he doesn't have one, he uses his arm. Or maybe, just maybe, I've got it backwards. And it's more like if he can use his arm, why should he bother with an organ we're only going to beep out afterwards anyway? Well, I don't think it always happens this way, that the arm gets away and starts cruising on its own. But sometimes it does. Sometimes. And this is going to sound weird, but that tentacle just took a nosedive, zap, right into a female octopus's siphon hole. Well, you can say what you want, a nose job or whatever. But I think... Mm-hmm. Definitely. The arm's done what it came for. That's it. Not even enough energy left now to take a dignified departure. Which is why some people swear they've seen octopi with 9 arms. It's that male arm that went out cruising on its own and got stuck in a siphon hole. Well, you gotta hand it to the arm. It's persistent. Which brings me back to the aphid. If I'm gonna start handing out praise, some of it surely ought to go to that little soft-bodied, pear-shaped lady and her side-splitting laugh. In a single year, she can reproduce herself up to 524 billion times. So there we are again. Fecundity, persistence, and something else. You hear that snail? Well, you know something? That snail could have gone on circling the fishbowl forever and nothing would have happened. Nothing. But something did happen. It caught up with the other snail. And the moment it accidentally bumped, it became a male and the other one became a female. It could have happened the other way. The first one could have bumped the second and then she'd have been a he. It's a sort of kick the can of genders. If I kick your can, I'm the male, you're the female. Turn it around, kick my can, and the gender gets turned too. That's what you heard, 2 water snails bumping. The rest's like a pileup at the races. A third comes along and bump, all of a sudden he's a male and he's doing it to the one who bumped, making that one a male and a female. No, this isn't a joke. It's an orgy. Because here comes another one, and bump, same thing. And you've got a female on one end, a male on the other, and in between, 2 that are both. And bump! Snails are that way. So anyway, fecundity, persistence, and downright raucous behavior seem to be a great part of what this business of life is all about. And maybe we don't want to talk about the parts, about or vagina, or even about an awful lot of the behavior, like and but I don't know rightly how we're going to keep on denying that and play an important role in who we are, and that the sheer diversity of the ways we and are parts of what keeps the whole thing going. Aphids and others, you bet. Lots and lots of others. And that's life.
You just heard Aphids and Others by Helen Thorington, broadcast by New American Radio.